Thank you for calling customer care.
Yes, I'm calling because I have this phone number and my account, and I don't know how somebody built something on my card here, where I don't know what you people are because I don't know what this is, and I actually called my bank about this, and I'm not even sure why I got charged 6732 and 795, and they're both the same numbers altogether here. So I'm basically calling to find out what this is referring to because I know I didn't get anything, and I know I'm calling the number because it is a phone number here, and I don't know what it is, and I don't know. It just says Eckert MD on it. I don't know what that is.
Well, I'm a customer service agent at a call center where we have more than 300 companies with more than 300 lines. So I could try to access an account for you. Can I have your zip code, please?
A what?
Can I have your zip code so I could try to access an account? Because I'm a customer service agent.
I don't actually have an account because I don't know what this is. 07747, I don't have an account with you guys because I don't even know what this is.
0747.
07747. I don't even know what this is. It just says Eckard, Extended Eckard. Are you guys a part of Extended Eckard? Because that's what it says, and I got charged two times for this, and I don't even know what it is.
We have more than 300 companies, but we're more than 300 lines, so we have to locate a cow first. Can I have your first and last name, please?
Dara Williams, because I may be a mistake. I don't know, but I just don't know what this is because I don't want to have to. I just got off with my bank and I said, I don't know what's going on, but I have to see the phone and I'm calling about it because I don't know what it is. And I know I didn't buy anything or purchase anything, so I'm just calling because I said it's here. Let me find out. They got a number. Let me try it. And I don't want to have to get a new card because of something, an error or something, because I know I didn't purchase nothing for $67.
What's your
Or
shipping
even
address,
$70.
ma'am? For security purposes, please.
I don't have an account with you, ma'am. 33
Okay.
Aberdeen Road, Matawan, New Jersey. And I just gave you the zip code. I don't have an account because I don't even know what
You
this
have an
I don't
account
even
with
know.
us under your name with your address. All your information is on file, ma'am. An order shows. Let me see. Let me see. All the orders are loading. But you have an account with us. And all your information is on file, even your address, the one that you just provided me with.
Yeah, but I didn't order nothing. I don't even know what this is.
Okay, so give me one moment. Do you recall placing an order on December 13th for $7.97 for a tactical bag, ma'am?
What kind of
A
bag?
tactical bag.
Like an army bag type thing?
A
Something like
tactical
that?
bag, yes, a bag, like a boot
Yeah,
bag.
I got something like that, but I don't know what the rest of this other stuff is.
You
This other
made.
thing that the 6742, yeah, I did that one, but this one here, 6732, I have no idea what that is. That one I
When
could
the
say
order,
that
go ahead.
that one there's one for 6790 32, and I don't know what that is, but I was getting the bag for somebody I know for something, but I don't know what this other thing is, this other charge, because there was nothing else that I got, because this is the first time ever that I ever did anything because it was something free or whatever, and I had to pay the shipping or whatever it was that whoever I spoke to. But I don't know what the 6732 is, and I want to do something about that because I don't know where that came from, and I want to eliminate it from my account because I know I didn't put anything from you guys, and I got charged with something I didn't even get. So, whatever it is, the only thing I got was the bag, and it was coming out of California from what I heard, and I didn't receive it yet either, just so you know. But that 6732 is what I'm really that's on my card that I have, so I wanted to eliminate that because I don't know what that is. The one I could say, yeah, I did, but this other one I didn't do because I don't know what that is.
When the order is done on December 13th, the customer is a trial basis to call it a cancel. If the customer does not call it a cancel, then they get billed $67.32 for the $125 voucher. It's a gift card, so they can spend it on online stores. That is the information that the customer has to accept for the order to go through for the first time for the shipping and handling. The product has shipped out. It was shipped out on December 13th. What I could do, because they're saying that you didn't know about the terms and policies, but you have to accept that information for the order to even go through. We can apply as a customer courtesy a 50% refund of the charge, ma'am.
Yeah, that one, I don't even know what that is. I just, whoever I spoke to said, you know, I would have to take
oh, no,
the
you
shipping
don't.
For the
you didn't speak to nobody. You placed this order online. You accepted the terms and policies yourself, ma'am.
Not for, I did not see anything that said anything for $67.32 because that was not on there.
It is on there, ma'am, when you place the order. The most that we could do is apply a 50% refund of the $67.32 and go ahead and cancel your account to prevent all future charges.
I'm on a set income, so this, when I read everything, whatever there was there, it did not say anything of that. It just showed me something free and I would have to pay something shipping. It did not say anything of this. That's why I'm calling, because there happened to be a number here, and I want to fix it because I have no idea what that was, because if I'd known that, I would have never got the darn bag.
What I'll do as a one-time customer courtesy, I'll process you the refund of the $67.32. But I recommend when you place order online to go over terms and policies or you won't know what you're accepting. The refund takes 3 to 5 business days for you to receive for the $67.32. Do you have any additional questions today, ma'am?
No, but I don't know. Do you know how long that bag's going to be? Because I don't even remember when I got that or whatever.
How long does it take for the bag for you to receive?
Yeah. I mean, I got it. I think it says the 14th here. So
it's on its way. It doesn't provide me with an estimated time where would it be delivered. It's right now in York, Pennsylvania.
Oh, it's in Pennsylvania? Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to be totally honest. I did not have anything because there was a thing that popped up and said you'd get something and then you would have to pay the shipping. It did not say anything about
yes, ma'am, but you everywhere online has terms of policies and you need to go over terms of policies every time.
But I'm saying, okay, ma'am, but what I'm saying is if it wasn't there, I would have never purchased whatever that was that I had to do the shipping for is what I'm saying.
Can I ask you a question? When you place order online, do you go over terms and policies in every company?
Ma'am, there was nothing there that said terms and things.
Your account is canceled, ma'am, and process the refund. Is there something else I can assist you with?
No, I'm just letting you know. I'm being honest with you. If I did, then I would have never did this in the first place. But I'm just letting you know. I didn't show anything of that when I did that. I'm just telling you the truth. I'm not making that up to do anything to get over anything. I'm just letting you know that there wasn't something that said anything to that. But since you mentioned that, I'm just going to have to look towards that. I was only trying to order that bag to give it to somebody for a gift, and I didn't know that was coming with it, honest to God, because I'm just like, I had to call my bank. I said, I don't know what this is. I just figured I'd call and find out what it was so I could fix it. So maybe I won't have to go through the bank. And I could just take care of it because I didn't even know the phone number was there until because I check my stuff every day. So I just wanted to make sure what that was all about. So if I could handle it with you and, you know, for future references, at least I'll know because is this every time you buy something online?
Yes, ma'am. Anywhere online, anywhere on the internet, you have to go over terms of policies. Every site online, for it to be online or any company to be online, they have to have terms of policies. That's by law. Or the internet
yeah,
will not
I'm
allow us to.
Yeah, but the thing is, if somebody's not aware of this and they didn't get it and they got charged, and I didn't see anything that said terms of policies. It showed a thing of the bag. It didn't show anything else. Terms and policies just asked me to do the address and stuff. I'm telling you the truth because I went over. I'm like, am I doing this all right? So I didn't think there was something that was added on to this. So that's why I was calling about that. And if you can, since this is part of this, I still want the bag. Can you take me off the mailing list for this? Because
your account
is
already canceled, ma'am.
What do you mean?
Your account is canceled to prevent all future charges. The 6732 is a membership.
Oh, I didn't. It's a membership. I didn't say that either. So that's why I normally read stuff, but it didn't show anything on that when I actually looked. Because I said, oh, that's nice, you know, and I said, I didn't show anything specifically like that. That's why I was explaining that to you. You may say it's there, but it wasn't there when I looked at it when I got it or whatever, because I had no idea. So that's a charge every time you order something, even though you don't know it?
Not for every company. Every company has different terms and policies. I'm just not stating it's every company. Every company has their own terms and policies.
Is that for every time you buy something from it, if it's a different place?
Yes. Even when you make a payment online, you have to accept terms and policies.
Okay, well, I didn't even know. I didn't even say that. Otherwise, I would have never even got this, to be honest with you. Because it didn't show that. It just showed my address and the shipping or whatever, and then that was it. So I'm just letting you know that it wasn't there when I actually looked or whatever. So if I would have known that, I would have never got it. I'm just letting you know, in that way. But I don't want the membership anymore. I just want the bag and that's it. I'm done. I don't want anything part of this because I'm on a set income and I can't afford to pay that every time something goes out.
I understand. If there's something else, I'll be able to assist you with.
No, ma'am. Thank you so much for your help. But I just wanted to let you know that there was nothing there when I actually did this. So,
no, you're fine.
Yeah. All right. So it should be here probably tomorrow or the next day, right?
Does it give you an estimated time? But yes, you should receive it by this week.
Okay. All right. Because I don't know. I know California. They said it's coming out of California, I think, right?
Correct.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. Okay, well, I appreciate your help, and you have a nice holiday, and thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling Customer Care.
Me too. Thank you.
Bye-bye, Bob.